Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Jill and I had very similar experiences over the weekend, which, if we're having that means a lot of you are also having these experiences. Whew, it was a little heady again. A little heady.
Oh my God, a little. It was
Wow.
a heady weekend.
It really
Heady.
was. It was quick to want to go into the frustrations in the head, the overthinking in the head, the, well, what does that mean? Did that person say that? What was that attacking me? Like, oh my gosh, like really fast. How quick it was going. And if we didn't stop it, holy cow, we could have gone down a really, really bad rabbit hole. We could have gotten very physically ill very quickly. Just headaches could have came on, all the things, and the anger and the projection could have went out now towards somebody else. You could have potentially even harmed somebody else by the way you maybe said something to them, even though you didn't mean it. You're like, where is Kim going with all this? This is okay. So I'm going to back up a little bit. Experience. A few different ones this weekend came up for me where there was either a lack of communication, not quite for sure if it was lack of communication or just lack of a follow through. Then there was also something that was communicated to me with the way that the words were said in a text message. Could have portrayed a lot of different ways. And my head started to go very quickly into, well, what did that mean? Well, why is this not happening? And trying to come up with a bigger story than what was there.
Yeah,
there was facts there. There was just facts. And I wanted to create a big story. And I had to like reel myself in so fast to get myself out of it.
Yeah, the creating the big story, it's like spinning up a big story could have happened. And maybe for some people it did happen. But if it did, I'm guessing it happened differently in the sense of you like saw it occurring.
Yeah.
Where in the past it just would have happened and then you could have would have been more like, you know, oh, that person's this or that person did that. Or this time it was like, whoa, look at what I just did.
Yep.
And it still kind of is this morning. I don't think it's totally done yet, but there's definitely, a lot of, what do I want to say? There's a big need to say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Our minds are kicking into creating that big story of, hey, could it be this or it could be this, like trying to figure it out. And to me, the thing is to say, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's something about that that is calming when you understand and truly use it in like a rebalancing way. I don't know what's going on here. This could be this. Was it this? Was it this? You know what? The thing is I don't know. That stops the stories from spinning and becoming huge. To just say, I don't know.
And I think there's a fear in people when they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have every single ounce of knowledge. They want to know every single detail because it is a fear, trauma, whatever it is. They want to make sure that they're safe 100% in all aspects of their life, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. They want to be safe. And if they don't know what to feel or how to respond, or they just don't know why, it can really stir some negative behaviors in people that are, and I'm going to call it out, people that are, say, spiritually connected, who are in tune, who are typically love and care and affection, and all of a sudden they're just like, wait, what? What just happened? Like, you just watched them or even yourself, like you may be a very intuitive person, very aligned, attuned person, and all of a sudden you started doing that and you recognized it, you're like, whoa, I just responded to the I don't know in a very negative way. I started projecting that onto somebody else because I got scared of the I don't know. Ooh.
Yeah.
It looks, the image of it looks crazier than the words coming out of my head. I'm getting like images, frequencies that are coming through on this.
About the experience we have.
Yeah.
When we say internally to ourselves, to our mind, you know what, I don't know. Like, say something happens with Kim. I'm going to pick on you, Kim. You sent me a text message that just, you know, like, hit me wrong. I just was like, what the hell? You know, and I was in there, what is that? Is she mad at me? Is she this? Is she, you know, and then to like, the thing is to reel that in and go, be able to say to your mind, like, the truth is I don't know what's going on. And it's okay to not know. I'm not more safe by making up and spinning off stories and making conclusions and judgments. And it's not, you know, like this, like, again, that self-coaching kind of thing, that self-talk right in your brain, you know? Because I can feel that too, or that moment of like, I don't know what's going on with Kim. There's this survival kind of instinct, I think, that comes up that's like, if I don't know, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. I need to know. I need to understand. I need to have a, you know, and then that's where we start making up this stuff. But the thing is that the truth is that we're making it up. We still don't know. So if we can really dive into, I want to call it like a deep love for the truth of I don't know, that doesn't ping on survival stuff.
Right.
It takes a little practice, though, to get into, and I mean like using it practice, like saying, okay, I don't know, it's okay. It's okay that I don't know. I'm not going to die because I don't know. It's the truth that I don't know what happened with Kim. And so then maybe, you know, I can say too, in that, you know, scenario, I can say I can either follow up with her when I see her next, or I could just let it go and see and just, you know, there's options. And we start to become, I say, like more present with what's happening in our life and less spun out by these stories in our mind.
Okay. Jill, what is one way, if you find your head was going crazy and you're like, I don't know what Kim meant. I don't know what Kim meant. And you could sit there and try and come up with a story. What is one way or something that you could do to help get your mind off of it or to shift that mindset in that moment?
For me,
what did you?
For me, physical movement.
Yeah.
I had to get up and move. And sometimes that's like just going for a walk. Sometimes it's some sort of, you know, whatever, like workout kind of movement. Sometimes it's like a physical project outdoors, whatever, that just requires a lot of, you know, strength, movement, body movement, no thinking.
Yep.
And it moves all of that energy because I can actually spin. I don't spin in story as much. The story definitely does it, but I then start to spin more in emotion. The story sparks emotion and emotion gets really big in me.
Yeah.
And moving, physical movement is an outlet for that kind of, I'll call it like nervous energy to get it to start moving out of my body. And then all of a sudden you find out it shifts and it's like, you think about that situation with Kim. And it's like there's just nothing there. There's no emotion. There's no thought. There's no story. It's just what it was. It was a text that I got that I didn't understand.
Yep.
And the movement helped me. I wasn't conscious. I wasn't like, I'm going to move this. You know, I'm going to do this thing to move this energy. I was just like, you know what? Time to go and move.
Exactly.
That makes sense. How about you, Kim?
Yep. I actually did the same thing this weekend.
Yeah.
I just got into like a cleaning mode. My kids laugh at me because in the past, if mom was cleaning, mom was pissed off. So they would know if I got into a cleaning mood in the house, they stayed out of the way.
That's funny.
Because I was trying to process something and that was my way of moving the energy, was to physically like, deep clean. And it didn't go into the anger this weekend. It went into like a, back then, in hindsight, didn't realize that my, I was listening to what my body was asking to help support it, was that physical movement, cleaning back in the day. I thought it was, I'm just angry, so I'm going to freaking clean, and I'm just going to hash this out and deep down and let all my anger and frustration out into that. In reality, it was my intuition saying, just move, and it'll move the energy. It'll soften it up. It'll change the story. Ah, the emotions go away.
Yeah.
So now when I clean, I laugh. Because I'm like, am I cleaning because I'm frustrated, or or it's just moving energy, and that's all it is.
Yeah. When you bring an awareness to it, that's what I hear you saying. You brought an awareness to it. Then it shifted. And it actually, what shifted is you were able to even move that energy on a deeper, even deeper level, because your awareness brings a level of being conscious of it. And so you were probably able to say, this weekend, say, move all that energy in an hour, where 10, 20 years ago or whatever it was, it might have taken you the weekend or the day or the afternoon. Yeah, when we bring awareness and consciousness around it, it shifts a whole lot faster. So it's like moving into that I don't know space, and you feel yourself spinning off, making up stories in your head or wanting to control the situation or any of that stuff. So you know what? Either I'm going to move, could do something creative. Creativity is a really good way to move a lot of energy. You can talk with someone. Talking with someone helps. You just have to be aware that you keep the talking a certain direction so that it doesn't go down into the toilet.
Yep, exactly. Talking, yes. We are easy to start projecting that frustration back onto a person. And Jill, you brought up a good point here. Okay, they're like, who are you talking to about the situation? Are they able to just hold space and not create a story with you?
Mm-hmm.
If they start creating the story and start agreeing to your frustration, they're not the person to be having a conversation with.
And I would say talking with someone should probably be one of the last options that you have, unless you have big awareness around what you just said there. Kim was asking someone to just hold space, not be in agreement, not spin it up. I know over the weekend, yesterday in particular, I really had strong urge to have conversation with people about some things that were happening over the weekend. And I didn't, but I felt that, oh, make this call. Oh, reach out to this person. Oh, do this. And then I just did a very brief moment of reflection on it. Like, what are you getting out of that, Jill? And truly, my underlying motivation was I was looking for someone that could come into agreement with me in my story and what was going on. Yeah. And then what I realized was all that's going to do is give the story more strength and staying power, and it's going to be around longer. And I did not want this thing around longer. I just wanted it to move and shift. And the way to do that was to just be with it. And then I just did other movement rather than reaching out to talk with someone.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I did, because it did actually start to shift. And things are heady today, but not as heady as they were like yesterday in particular. Saturday was heady as well, 2 days ago. But it's that was shifting and happening big time with our minds and our awareness of what's going on inside of us, and if that's in alignment with what's happening outside of us.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I just got like kind of head dizzy. Not in a negative way, but just like my head's starting to spin.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think even people listening to this are maybe spinning a little bit, because my guess would be, because when we hear something like this and it's that heady and it's that much in the mind, the mind just automatically is reaching for that safety, for that, you know, we talked just what we talked about. Like, yeah. It's this, it's that, it's this. It's like, you know what? We really have to practice. Like, I don't know. And it's okay that I don't know.
What I get is I'm rethinking, re-listening to back to our conversation here in my head. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened to Kim. What happened to Jill this weekend? Like, they want to know the story. They want to know the details of how they got heady. They want to know the drama. And I'm like, whoa. So we're literally putting out there the I don't know energy.
And it,
so no wonder why your heads are all spinning. Wow. It's okay. It's okay to not know the details.
It is. And just take it down a notch. Trust me. It's not that exciting.
No, no.
I'm not trying to downplay. I'm just telling you, really, it's not. It's life. It's life.
Yeah.
It's just life is what it was. There's the ups and downs. And, you know, it's not up and down good, bad. It's just the, you know, sometimes it's more playful and other times it's a little more serious. This weekend just kicked a little more into the seriousness for a while and the mind wanted to figure that out. And yeah, it's funny, Kim. We're handing out a dose of I don't know today.
Well, we just conjured up what we're getting dished to, and we just projected that out without even knowing that we were doing that. That's mm-hmm. how powerful this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. So that means we got to move. We got to keep moving.
All right.
Yep.
Let's do that then. Yes. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time.